This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Micro communities offer homeless Americans safe shelter in a growing number of cities. Micro communities are popping up across the country as the latest tool in tackling homelessness. Faced with years of rising homelessness rates and failed solutions, city officials across the U.S. have been embracing rapid housing options, emphasizing three factors: small, quick, and cheap. Officials believe that micro communities, unlike shelters, offer stability that, when combined with wraparound services, can more effectively put residents on the path to secure housing. In Atlanta, one parking lot has been transformed into a collection of studio apartments built in shipping containers. Named The Melody, the micro community is the first part of the city's plan to build 500 rapid housing units by December 2025. The Melody is a gated micro community that has transformed the parking lot. Artificial turf is spread across the asphalt. Potted plants and red Adirondack chairs abound. There's even a dog park. The shipping containers have been divided into 40 insulated studio apartments that include a single bed, an HVAC unit, a desk, microwave, small refrigerator, TV, sink, and bathroom. In Atlanta, the Melody offers dwellings that are relatively inexpensive and repurposed handicap accessible bathrooms used by Georgia hospitals during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Melody project took only about 4 months to complete, with a cost of about $125,000 a unit, less than traditional construction and much quicker. Denver has opened 3 micro communities and converted another 5 hotels into apartments for people who used to be homeless. In Austin, Texas, there are 3 villages of tiny homes. In Los Angeles, a 232-unit complex features 2 3-floor apartment buildings of stacked shipping containers. Denver's program has helped more than 1,500 homeless people move inside, with an 80% success rate of participants remaining in that housing. It's an example of the Housing First model, which focuses on getting individuals off the streets before tackling other things like substance use disorders and mental health issues. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston said, "Housing is a ladder. You start with the very first rung. Folks that are literally sleeping on the ground aren't even on the first rung." Both Atlanta's and Denver's program acts as a stepping stone as they work to get people jobs and more permanent housing, with Denver aiming to move people out within 6 months. Denver built 3 micro communities with nearly 160 units total in about 6 months at roughly $25,000 a unit, said Johnston. The micro community programs are an about-face from policies that for years focused on short-term group shelters and the ceaseless shuffle of encampments from one city block to the next. That system made it difficult to keep people who were scattered through the city connected to services and on the path to permanent housing. Services in Denver's and Atlanta's micro communities are largely centralized and offer residents case management, counseling, mental health and substance abuse therapy, housing guidance and assistance, obtaining anything from vocational skills training to a new pair of dentures. Bozeman residents are under permanent lawn and landscape watering restrictions. 50% of Bozeman's summertime water use goes to lawns and landscaping, so the city has instituted a watering schedule for the use of spray irrigation on lawns and landscapes. The watering schedule is based on the physical property address and applies to residences and businesses using City of Bozeman water. For even-numbered addresses, sprinkler and drip systems can run on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. For odd-number addresses, sprinkler and drip systems can run on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Sprinkler systems may not be run during the heat of the day, so no watering between 10 in the morning and 8 at night. Hand watering is always allowed. There's more information online at bozemanwater.com. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.